News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C. and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and I'm excited to bring you today's show. It begins with a big announcement. Here's a notice to all. Google Analytics reached out to us several months ago to do some independent research work for them. I've contracted to investigate the histories of each of the 535 voting members of Congress. The seriousness of and the depth of these investigations have given me unfettered access to Google's massive database that contains all public and private, and even a lot of confidential details of these politicians' lives all the way back to their youth. Google's purpose for this is to catalog all these events, circumstances, statements made, claims of various natures of those being investigated, that would someday, in any currently unforeseen circumstances, need to be accessed for Google's purposes. You can imagine the magnitude of this project for me and my staff. We launched it February 1st, and I must say, the capability of Google and their reach into the secret corners of our individual worlds is absolutely breathtaking. I'm shocked, and I'm horrified every minute I'm in this process to discover just how much of these people's lives are purposely hidden, and that even that there are some life details they have made no efforts to cover up. It's uncanny to see and hear the things they say in public while knowing the truths of their lives that are kept hidden away. I need not tell you this, but we here all have had to sign massive non-disclosure agreements for this project. Agreements which contain penalties that run the gamut from large dollars and cents to possible criminal prosecution for any disclosures of any of this information. I will not be able to share any specific details in our upcoming writings for obvious reasons. I'm saying all that to say this. Anything that we ever say, you and me, anything we write, we record, we email, we text, we post, we tweet, we Snapchat, whatever. Any of those things that find their way to the internet are certainly contained in this database. And those things will exist in this database on the net in perpetuity. That's scary. But we all should have known and expected that. And Google has access to it all. For my friends, I am saying this for information purposes only. For those who do not know me, please know this. I either now or in the very near future will probably know you better than you even know yourself. By the way, you may just want to forward this note to your members of Congress, just for a heads up. Not that there's anything at this late date they can do about it. Everything we find is within the public domain. Whatever it is, if they already did it or said it, it's out there and we'll have it. So let's get right to today's story. What are you hiding? Everybody's hiding something. Obviously, folks, everything I just told you about Google Analytics is not true. There is no contract with Google Analytics. I am not under contract to investigate the past of any members of Congress. Whatever they have said or done is, as far as I'm concerned, between them, their family members, and their voting constituents, although, as federal employees, I and you and any other American have the right to make certain they do not hold themselves up above U.S. law. So what are we talking about? What is this all about? Americans from many walks of life are falling by the wayside at the hands of scandals. Scandals that develop from things they have said, from things they have done, attempted to do, or maybe just have been accused of doing somewhere in their past, long ago or even recently. The most obvious of those, and probably the most unforgivable, have happened in the area of sexual intimidation, harassment, and in some cases, sexual assault. But these scandals don't stop there. They tend to start there, and they devolve in nature. And I think you probably know what I'm talking about. Example, just a few hours after Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam opened the door to pro-life cries for his resignation as governor for his statements, you remember, in a radio interview about late-term abortions, a second scandal erupted when the governor was exposed posing in a medical school yearbook from about 30 years ago. The friend was dressed in a Ku Klux Klan robe while the governor wore blackface. Members of his own party at the state and at the federal level immediately joined the existing attacks against the governor for his statements on late-term abortion, and they did so because of his obvious racism revealed by blackface. But listen, the Virginia political scandal had just begun. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, 39, who is black and who would succeed Northam were he to step down, is in hot water himself. Immediately following the calls for Northam's resignation, a woman accused Fairfax of sexually assaulting her at the Democratic National Convention in 2004. Fairfax vehemently denies the allegations and in a press release claimed that the sexual assault charges were actually made to the Washington Post several years previously. The release stated that the Post investigated the allegations, the charges, but refused to run the story because they found what was given to them as facts to be untrue. However, the Washington Post then immediately published a story denying the claims made by Fairfax, saying they investigated the claim from the accuser when it was made, but chose not to run the story because they could find no one to corroborate the allegations by the woman, but there also was no corroboration of the denial by Fairfax either. And the Virginia scandal gets wilder. If Governor Northam resigns, and if Lieutenant Governor Fairfax is forced to resign from office, who would then assume the spot as Virginia governor? The line of succession names the state attorney general to be next up. Well, Attorney General Mark Herring, age 57, who has expressed gubernatorial ambitions in the past and called 4 days ago for Northam to resign, admitted in a statement that he donned blackface at a party in 1980 to impersonate a rapper. How about all this for political drama? We got a bunch of it today. So what at the 30,000-foot level is actually happening? Well, on Fox News today, a panel of experts were discussing the debacle playing out in Virginia three-way scandal detailed above. In that panel discussion, the moderator asked this question, is blackface from 30 years ago really racist, or is it just racially insensitive? Moderator Bill Himmer asked that question in a discussion to determine what is actually racist. Jessica Tarlov, a Democrat Party operative, immediately replied to Himmer's question saying this, quote, blackface is clearly racism and not simply racially insensitive, end quote. Her statement opens Pandora's box of identity politics, which Democrats have unilaterally commanded the control of. How so? Tarlov said, again, blackface is clearly racist. She, Tarlov, obviously believes that is a fact, and she bases that fact on what? Her opinion. Without really knowing that really is a fact, Tarlov assumed, at least in this conversation, she knows what's true regarding blackface, and that everyone should simply accept her premise as fact just because she said it. After all, she's a Democrat Party operative, and the Democrat Party has total control over every aspect of identity politics. Let's discuss for a moment their rules regarding racism. Ah, I forgot. There's only one rule. We researched here for months to put together the racism rulebook. My staff spent several thousand research hours doing it. And here's what they came up with. There is one, only one rule, and only one racism rule book. And everybody has a copy already. And the one I have is the only real one in existence. Where did it come from? Who developed it? How did I get it? What are the rules? The easy answer to all of these questions. The political elites wrote the book. They add to it and subtract from it all the racism rules that they choose, and they edit at will any of those that remain after they delete the ones they don't want. Now, wait a minute. I'm not a political elitist. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Do I have access to a copy of that book? The answer to that one is pretty simple. You must find someone who self-identifies as being politically elite. And then you must ask them to authorize your receiving a copy of the book. If they and their unilateral desire to do so, then can start the process of getting the book to you. But it may take a while for you to receive it. Why is that? Their editors are rewriting the book today. And they're rewriting the book tomorrow. They never stop rewriting the book. It's in constant development. Why? The rules keep changing. And those political elitists are who have total control over the determination of what and what is not racist. So let's do something. Let's look at two examples of elitist prerogative at allowing some to commit blackface crime. That's assuming, of course, that blackface is a crime. We all know Jimmy Kimmel. He's become a nighttime darling of the left. He can do no wrong in their sight, not even racial wrong. If he slipped up and made a mistake in dealing with racial issues, he would automatically be forgiven simply because he's an elitist himself. So, if Kimmel does blackface, it's okay, right? Like here, in blackface on the air, making fun, by the way, of a good friend of mine, former NBA star from my university, Louisiana Tech, Karl Malone. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you won't be able to see him doing the blackface. If you want to watch the video while you hear the audio, you can, of course, just go to the story on the webpage at www.truthnewsnet.com. .org. Here's Kimmel.
Sometime at night, Karl Malone look up in sky and say, "What the hell going on up there? Do UFO live on other planet, phoning home like ET?" Karl Malone read on TV about white people getting deducted by alien, sticking all kind of hell up their butt, and that's a damn thing. Now, Karl Malone never seen no flying saucer himself, but if he do, that's going to be a spooky time. That's why Karl Malone say, government got to step up and give 102% to keeping them little green men off this here earth. Because the day them dudes stick something up Karl Malone butt, that ain't going to be no good time for nobody. Especially Karl Malone butt. Listen up, E.T., you better stay the hell back. Nanu, nanu. Until next time, this here Karl Malone.
But Kimmel is not the only political elitist to get the blackface pass. How about the other acceptable nighttime comedian, Jimmy Fallon, making fun in blackface of Chris Rock?
Rock, now we're talking. Where is he?
Man, oh man, read this book. I seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and guess what? Not a lot of black folks on the show.
Right.
Not a lot of black folks on the show. Know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions. Or they want to be millionaires, but you got to ask that kind of question, like, in 1981, how many grams of crack did Rick James smoke when he recorded Super Freak? Regis, you think the only way to get a brother on the show is to name it Who Wants $50 Cash and a Pair of Pumas?
Now, let me ask you this question. What the heck can be done to stop all this insanity? Got some ideas. Think you're going to like them. You sit tight. That's right after this at truthnewsnet.org.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever. TNN, the Truth News Network. Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
There is no doubt, folks, it's got to stop. It's not about blackface. It's not about race at all. It's about political superiority and those who use every gimmick possible against others for political advantage. Those political elites caught up in this know without a doubt there was no racial intention on the part of the Virginia governor, the Virginia attorney general, Jimmy Fallon, or Jimmy Kimmel. These were for humorous purposes only. The sexual assault allegation against Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, that's of a different nature. However, even in that case, allegations are just that, unless and until those are turned into facts. A prosecution in whatever way is appropriate should be withheld. This practice of doing nothing more than shouting obscenities at each other, making outrageous claims of horrible things about others, is quickly and dramatically ripping at the fabric of what America is all about. Liberty and justice for all. But that promise of justice is now being controlled by political elitists. And many of those are ruining the lives of Americans without even a hint of the other promise of our founding fathers to us all. We are all innocent until proven guilty. This story today began with another story, one about Google Analytics. Yes, that was a made-up story. But are we not far from the possibility and even probability that story could be a true one? Is it too far-fetched to imagine a world where someone who simply makes an agreement with a company, a government, a political entity, or even a totalitarian tyrant to secretly craft ways to undermine the lives of others using made-up stories to destroy those they hate, simply to destroy a foe without using basic decency and the truth? So what is the answer? Simple. Someone with credibility, integrity, and honesty to step up to the plate to knock this out of the park. This blackface argument has gone nuts. No matter if one is black or white, it is simply outrageous to allow a group of people to craft a racial rule that, when used, destroys the lives of others. Who could that be? Who could step into the fray of all this and resolve it? Some may laugh, but I have a suggestion. I think the obvious person that we all know who could champion the battle regarding this perceived racism that really is not racism is Barack Obama. Now, you may not have liked him. You may have disagreed with his politics and his methods. But one thing he did that really struck me as something only a true peacemaker in the U.S. racial devastation could pull off. Did you know that President Obama gave the eulogy at the funeral of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd? You remember Robert Byrd? A longtime senator, but before that, Byrd was a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, a true racist in every sense of the word. But Byrd turned and walked away from the KKK and all that it stood for. In the second half of his life, He committed to right the wrongs he had committed while not just a member, but when a leader in that racist organization that begat only hatred for minorities. As a black man and a leader, if President Obama would step onto the stage of racial reconciliation and use blackface as a tool to bring everybody together, I think it might just work. Hey, why not give it a try? I mean, come on. Nothing we're trying now is working. Honestly, you surely agree that it cannot get much worse than it is right now. And the way it is today is unsustainable. America is quickly losing its foundation on true equality and acceptance. We can all take everything to the extreme. To be quite honest, we all do that at times. But in the America in which we live, we all need to, instead of finding and highlighting the faults of everyone else, and doing so for our own personal benefits only, we should instead offer a hand of acceptance, a nod of understanding, and a willingness to find commonalities on which to work together as Americans for the common good of all Americans. That's what we really are. We're Americans. And in this writer's opinion, that's the only way we will ever truly again be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It starts with personal justice. We've got to get there. And folks, the way it looks, we got to get there quickly. Hey, thank you for joining us here today at Truth News Network. So glad we could talk about a very topical and important issue of today. We love having you along on this journey. Thanks for being here, and we will be back. Until then, so long, everybody. Have a great day.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.